Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menacha Samach Dalid, Menacha 64b, Bajination is 128. We're starting on the fourth line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Mitzvah Ha'omer, the mitzvah of the Korban Omer brought on the second day of Pesach, the 16th day of Nisan. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, of course, that would be considered first day Chol HaMoed. In our mind frame, that's the second day of Yom Tov. Mitzvah Ha'omer Lahavi Min HaKarov. The mitzvah is to bring from nearby in Yerushalayim area. Lo Biker HaKarov LiYerushalayim. If in the area of Yerushalayim it has not been Biker, same word as Bikurim, it has not come to fruition that it can be harvested and used. Meviyamo Samikom Makom. You can bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Maisa, there was a story indeed, Shabaha Omer Migagos Tsurifin, that they brought the Omer from what was harvested in the place called Gagos Tsurifin, which was apparently, as we'll see, a kind of no-name town, something that barely got onto the map, maybe. Ushtei Alechem, and the two loaves of bread were processed from grain that was harvested, Mibikas Ein Socher, also an area that was not generally known. And they were unique in that particular year that they had grain that was available. Let's see why. On the fourth line of the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, at the two dots, we learned. During the second Beis HaMikdash, following the story of Chanukah, the Maccabees, also known as the Chashmonoim, that lead family that led the revolt against the Syrian Greeks, story of Chanukah, so they took over the monarchy, which is a whole discussion of its own, because they were Kohanim, and they were not meant to be rulers. We have a sense of balance in the Jewish world. There's the Sanhedrin, the scholars. During certain times of Jewish history, there were the prophets as well, also in the same category as religious leaders. Then the Kohanim take care of the Beis HaMikdash, a very prestigious family situation. And then there's the monarchy, which is supposed to be from Malchus Beis David, the tribe of Yehuda. So the Kohanim took over and from this family, and it was a messy scene. There was a lot of infighting. They were influenced by the foreign cultures of how monarchies were won and lost. V'hayahurkinis mi bachutz v'aristibulis mi bifnim. One of the brothers was on the outside, one of them was on the inside. They each had armies, they each were trying to control situations. B'chol yom v'yom, every day, hayu mishalshelem lahem dinarim b'kupa, they would send down coins in a basket, umalim lahem tamidim, and the people on the outside would send up the animals for the Korban Tamid. So this is common, even when people are at war and during a siege, but there's such a thing as the white flag, and there's communication, and there's still things that are respected and are going on, sometimes negotiations. So this was their level. They kept the Korban Tamid going if they were paid for the animals. Hayusham Zakin Echad. There was a certain old person. We'll see, this is not a case of a righteous elderly person. This is a whole story of its own. Shayamakir b'chochmas yevonis. He knew the wisdom of the Greeks, which was a form of sign language. Loaz lohem b'chochmas yevonis. He used this language to communicate with the people on the outside, Amalan, and he told them, as long as they still have support doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to lose this battle. They're not going to fall. They have this merit of the Beis HaMikdash still operating. Lamachar, the next day, Shoshalohem Dinarim, they sent down the coins, Bekupa, in the basket, Vehalulahen Chazir, and the people on the outside sent up a pig. Kevin Shegela Chatzichoma, it went halfway, Noatzipanov Bechoma, and it stuck its nails into the wall. And there was a tremendous shaking, a trembling because of this. How to translate and explain this? Is this meant to be one of the Chachamim's riddles that they're trying to express the shock? Is it literal? But whatever the Gemara does mean, this was the incident. But also Shah, at that time, Omru, they made a declaration, Oru Shayigadal Chazir, cursed is the person who raises pigs in this area, that the pig was so readily available to them. Va'oru Shayilamid Beno Chachmas Yevanis, and cursed is the person who teaches his child Chachma Yevanis. It's off limits. Now, we have times that things become off limits because of an incident. We have Sandal Hamasumar, the nailed sandal, the story in Gemara Shabbos. But over here, there might be a step deeper that they really felt that a person who trained his child in Chachma Yevanis was setting him up for a different hashkafa, that he would be a double agent, that he would have his heart in both worlds, and they wanted to keep him out of that. We do find that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya knew how to do this, and he knew it better than the other people who tried to defame him in front of the emperor. And there is such a thing as Chachma Yevanis, but we have to make sure, number one, that it doesn't infringe on Torah, and number two, that it doesn't cause a person to align with a wrong culture. Valosa Shah Shaninu, getting back to our topic, it was regarding this time period that we learned the story Maisa. Sheba Omer Megagos Tzirifin Ushtei Alecha Mibikas Ein Socher, that the Omer came from this small town place, and the Shtei Alechem came from this also small town place. Presumably, the reason is because as much as the people outside destroyed everything, they only paid attention to the big cities. And there were some no-name cities that managed to continue living despite this terrible infighting and civil war. The Gemara relates how this took place. Kimata Omer, it was time for the Omer. Lo hava yadi mehechei aisi Omer. They didn't know where they could get the Omer. Apparently by this time the siege had broken, but they had no idea where to go to get the Omer because everything had been destroyed. Achrizu, they made an announcement. Asu ahu chersha, there was a mute person who came. Osef chada yada a igra, he placed one hand on the roof. V'chada yada yatsrifa, and one hand on a hut. Amaluhu Mordechai. So Mordechai said, trying to understand what this mute was communicating, mi'ika duchta deshma gagos tsrifim or tsrifim gagos, is there any place that has such a name? Either this name first or that name first, but there's such a place. Bodku, they checked into it. It was not readily known. It was not a known city. Va'ashkechua, and they found this indeed such a place, and that's what this mute person was trying to communicate, and indeed they received the communication. Another story, they wanted to bring the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos. They didn't know where to get it from. Achrizu, they made an announcement, anybody who knows where we can harvest from. Also, Gavra Chersha, who was a person who was mute. Osiv Yadeya Einei, Chada Yada Asichra. He put one hand on his eye, and one hand on the door socket, the hinge. Amaluhu Mordechai. Mordechai said, "Umiika duchta d'shmayin socher asocher ayin." He was groping to interpret what the person was saying, but he got the right words. Bodku, they checked into it. Va'ashkechu, and they found that there was indeed such a city, and they were able, I guess, to race over there and harvest in a timely fashion. Two comments. It says Mordechai. So one approach is that it is the same Mordechai as Achashverosh, in which case the Seder HaDoros says he would have been 400 years old. That doesn't totally faze us, because there's no reason a person can't live a long time. We have the same question by Eliyahu, if Eliyahu is Pinchas. So he lived a very long time. He was in semi-retirement, and then he was pulled out when his character traits were needed. But another approach is that it's not the same person, but rather cut from the same cloth, so to speak. In the words of Tosfos, that they, Al Shem Mordechai Arishan Hayu Nikraim Hamemunim, the people who held that position that Mordechai held in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash continued to be called Mordechai as their nickname, as their title, like a paro, that's the name of the position. And it wasn't that it's the same Mordechai, it's that the person had the same skill set and also, as Mordechai did, knew how to appreciate language and be able to come up with solutions. Another observation here is that we have a fascinating contrast of two people who used non-conventional language to communicate. One of them used it destructively with Chachma Yevanis to inform and basically encourage the people on the outside not to support the Beis HaMikdash. And the other person, a deaf-mute person with great handicap, used his non-conventional language, on the contrary, to enable the Jewish people to perform the avoda properly. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.